For your digital download pleasure, it's Tim and Davo in podcast form.
This morning on my trot into work, I popped into one of my cafes that I go get my coffee. It was Betty's Cafe on Mirrabooka Street. Give him a shout out.
Yeah, you've never given it to him. I mean, so I feel like true. You get one, everyone gets one. So
yeah,
there you go.
There you go. And this morning I've become pretty friendly with the gals at work there, which is lovely.
Super envious of this barista relationship. We've spoken about it. Non-coffee drinkers, like, we just crave that kind of relationship.
Yeah, well, I crave to have someone in my house, but you know.
All right, yep,
we take what we can.
You can have that
You're
one. Fair enough.
You're a married man. Bright and solo.
You don't know how much I like coffee.
Well, look, this morning I struck up a conversation with someone else waiting for their coffee because it is a really cool, friendly vibe. And this chick was basically telling me about a tattoo she's getting removed from her back and also one from her ankle.
Right.
So she was having a bit of regrets about one of them. One of her stories was hilarious about the one on her ankle. She had a crush on the tattoo artist, and so she didn't pay attention to what he was doing and ended up with the worst tattoo on the back of her ankle. So that one's getting removed. But then she started telling me about this one on the back of her neck. Now,
because you've got lots of tattoos. Is that like, did she see your arms and was like, oh, I love your tattoos? Like, how'd you get there?
Yeah,
like,
we were just talking because I was talking to the barista about her tattoos, and then the girl that was waiting for her coffee chimed in, and that's how we all sort of got chatting about our tattoo regrets.
Oh, okay. Do you have any regret? Your tattoos are all really cool.
Thank you for saying that. As I've told you, I do have one on my arm that says love conquers all. I have since learnt doesn't conquer all.
It tries. It wants to conquer all.
I had a suggestion today, actually. Gus from the street team told me that underneath that I should have not.
Just an asterisk, I reckon, could also go a long way. But yeah, I'm here for you if you need help, mate.
We all have our regrets. You know, we all have our regrets in life. And this chicky babe, her one on the back of her neck was a huge regret.
Why is she regretting it? What is it?
It was a matching tattoo with her ex-partner. Now, what this tattoo is a snake in an infinity symbol, and she had half the infinity symbol, and he had the other half of the infinity symbol of a gorgeous snake, obviously.
Right.
And that has not worked out, and now she's having to get it removed.
Again, I feel like an asterisk could also work well for that. That's unfortunate. Yeah, matching tattoo with your then partner, then you separate. Together forever, infinity, like from now and forever.
It's a lot. It's a lot. But people do get matching tattoos.
I've got one.
And we do regret them sometimes.
Yeah.
Do you regret your matching tattoo?
Not at all. It's a great memory. I've got two tattoos on my left ankle. One of them is a wrestling tattoo. And because me and my best mate, we went over to America like 10 years ago to WrestleMania, which is like their grand final, essentially. And we both got this matching tattoo. I got mine on my ankle because I was like, yep, cool. I want to see it all the time. My best mate got it on his bum because he was like, yeah, well, I guess I'll get it too. He forgets that he's got it. I see mine when I'm putting on my socks or my shoes every single day. But I love mine.
Yeah, see, it's a little bit silly. But I want to focus on people that have matching tattoo regrets.
Yeah, the regrets.
You've got a tattoo with someone. Might not be a partner. It might be a friend that you're not interested in anymore. Yeah,
family member
that you're not friends with.
Do you have a matching tattoo with anybody?
Me and my...
Ooh.
No. Me and my ex went and got the same band lyrics on ourselves. Not the same lyrics, but the same band, and we went and got it together.
Can't
and whatever.
Finish the verse anymore, can you?
Look, no, I will say that as soon as we broke up, he got that thang removed. Not me, though.
Yeah. Ryan in Leopold's giving us a call. Ryan, do you have matching tattoo regret?
Unbelievable matching tattoo regret, actually. I got a matching tattoo with my ex of our daughter's initials, and she happily went with me to the parlor. I got them. They're all over my forearm. They're quite big font as well. And then 2 years down the road, I find out that the kid isn't even mine. She had an affair. And so I've got some other man's kid's initials on my arm.
Ryan.
But you're their dad.
Oh, yeah, but when we broke up, she didn't let me have custody because I wasn't the real dad. So also lost my kid. Yeah, it's a whole thing.
Ryan, this is... my heart breaks for you.
I don't know what to say.
This isn't the Friday up and about vibes we were after.
Oh, no, sorry. Hey, you asked the question. I'm just coming through with an answer.
No, he's brother. Right. He's right.
So you've got these giant initials. Are you going to get them removed? What's the go?
No, you know what? Even though I don't see my kid anymore, she will always hold a special place in my heart. I don't want to bring it too far down on a Friday afternoon. But
no, don't apologise.
Part of my life, part of my history. I'll keep him there until such time I feel the need to remove him. But yeah,
could the initials, you know, be replaced with some other words that get you up and about? Like, say, if it was like,
yeah, what are the initials?
Yeah, like, is it TGIF? Is it
YOLO?
Yeah,
it's LW, and I just make stuff up. Everyone's like, what does LW mean? I'm like, oh, last week. They're like, why would you get last week tattooed?
Life's wicked.
Yeah, exactly. So besides that hideously sad story, I can see an upside now.
Oh, Ryan, we wish you all the best. You want some WNBL tickets? We've got some of them.
I'll take them. Anything to help.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
I need to talk about something. I don't think I've had this before. I think it might be trauma.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
It's real.
Open, safe place. Let's go.
It's really flared up. This week.
Oh, no.
And there's a lot of context behind it. I feel like you might cotton on faster, Davo.
Yep.
So with the tennis being on at the moment, the Australian Open, I hadn't thought about this. But right now, the world number one, Carlos Alcaraz, is playing against a French player.
Mm-hmm.
I really wish I knew French a little bit better. It's not Moutet,
no,
you know.
It's not Moutet.
Moutet. He's playing, and he's up a set at the moment, if you care. I'm starting to get a little, and I hate to say the T word, I'm starting to get a little bit triggered when I see Carlos Alcaraz.
Yeah, I know why.
Yeah, and my issue is that I just went for a walk just before, so this match has been on for the last little bit. And in the lead up to the Australian Open, he's the number one seeded player, number one player in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I see him, I'm getting a little bit of a twitch.
Yeah.
And now, Todd Woodbridge is also commentating because Todd Woodbridge, former great tennis player, one of the Woodies. It's a weird triangle, and I'm like looking back, Davo, with this awful embarrassment.
Yeah,
still.
I mean, I think definitely some context is required here. You're going to be nationally embarrassed on Tipping Point in October next year, November next year, because you have appeared on Tipping Point with Todd Woodbridge, who is hosting it, and the question you were asked was about Alcaraz, right?
Yes, but I knew the answer, but I, in my excitement of knowing the answer of Carlos Alcaraz, I said Carlos Alcatraz.
Yep.
And Todd Woodbridge and the studio audience laughed and laughed.
Yep. Held onto laughed. Their tummies, laughed and laughed at you, pointed.
Yep. That's what it felt like.
Taunted.
And he's playing right now. And I need someone, I need Moutet
to beat him.
He needs out. I think I had one of my first ever sleepless nights a few months ago after the filming of this episode of Tipping Point where I got the answer wrong. And again, I hear the laughter.
Yeah.
Todd Woodbridge pointing at me. Carlos Alcaraz is haunting me.
So once again, obviously, you'll be informed about all this, but Tim is appearing on Tipping Point in October, November and really muddled up that last question. And look, it is going to be fantastic for everyone to watch because Tim loves nothing more than someone stuffing up their words.
Yeah.
And that is exactly what he's done on national television. It is karma. It's everything
it's
for everyone else.
It's like I can safely say it takes a lot to like fully embarrass me. And this embarrassment will last for at least a year between filming it and it going to air. And then obviously the resurgence later this year. And I need somebody to beat Carlos Alcaraz.
Mm.
I need him out of this tournament.
Do you also need the K-pop Demon Hunters to be a part of your life? Because I know that that's another sore point for you.
I'm not going to misspeak when I tell you to go somewhere. I'll tell you right now.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
Something has got away from me and it's gotten to a point where it feels too overwhelming to do anything about it. Feels like I just need to scrap it all and start again.
Without sounding disrespectful, that's a big umbrella for me, for you. So like, can you help us? What specifically has gotten away from you this time?
Look, my Gmail.
Oh, your email account.
My email account has gotten to a point where I'm starting to think I might just delete my email and start again, which I do every probably 6 years because of this situation that I'm in. I don't know what it is about organizing and sorting emails. It's not something that I have been built to know how to cope with.
Right, okay.
I don't know how to. It's something I have been dealing with. I remember when I worked at Flight Centre many, many years ago, I reckon 15 years ago, and I had to be performance managed for my email.
Just like staying on top of things, keeping in the loop.
Just staying on top of my emails because obviously it would get away from me, but it's just something I don't know how to keep on top of.
Right. I've only ever worked with people that don't know how to handle their emails. And they'll be like, where's this? Where's that? And I go, it's there. Mm-hmm. And it's that conversation where you go, well, I haven't seen it. And then you just hear, scroll.
I wouldn't dare try and challenge you on it because I know I haven't seen it. So I do rely on you to relay a bit to me, which is lovely. Yep. And that's the sort of relationship we've now got.
I think it's one of those things where I'll, like in the moment, I'll forward it to you. So you'll get it again and it goes to the top of the pops.
Yep.
And that's how you get on it. Honestly, I can't take credit for my having a clear inbox. Like I have zero right now.
Yeah.
Zero work, zero personal. The first general manager I ever had at a radio station sat me down and was like, look, this is going to seem strange now, but I'm going to show you the best way so that this doesn't overwhelm you. But he's also given me a bit of like an anxiety because if I have seven personal emails, I'm like, what? Am I the prime minister? Who needs me this badly? Like, that's wild to me. Like, seven. I currently have two. I have two emails in my work inbox.
Crazy.
But and it's just like I've read them. I know what they're about. I just haven't done the thing yet. Like, I'll action it. Personal email, zero. Everything has been read. Everything's been sorted.
Hey, now, that is what dreams are made of, to quote my favorite Hilary Duff. Because mine, like I said, out of control. I'm just going to give you a guess. Like, how many emails do you think unread that I have in my inbox right now?
You've got a glimmer in your eye, so I'm thinking thousands.
Yeah.
I'll just do a safe 10,000.
Safe 10,000
emails.
You think an animal like me, 10,000 unread?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous, mate. It's heaps more. Yeah.
How so is this, and this is your current Gmail?
Yep.
So, and you've had it for roughly,
I have two on the go because I have started the transition, but the other one's not looking good either. But we're going to focus on this one. We're focusing on this one. It is an active one that I'm using frequently.
Okay. So 10,000's off the mark. People, this happens though.
Mm.
You're in a strong community there. I've worked with a few people just like you,
Dave.
That's really right. Special people.
No, great people. I know creatives.
Tom from the Brekkie Show is that. It's somewhere in the 100s.
I do have 100,000s.
Can I mind
but
you?
But yeah, Tom and I are two of the same, and I do hate to admit that on the.
Both of you feeling devastated after that statement. What we could do on 5223295. Because there are people out there exactly like you
mm-hmm.
that just have thousands, tens and tens of thousands. 5223295. How many emails are in your inbox?
Yep.
And we can play the game as if it's higher than Davo.
Yeah, I can guarantee no one has more emails than me, but I'd love to try.
So when I said 10,000 and you scoffed and laughed, like are we? So I'm not even close with 10,000.
Not close.
For whoever has the most emails, this isn't one. And like, you don't feel like this is a reward either. I will give away a family pass to Geelong Venom for the basketball this weekend. They're playing Adelaide Lightning. So technically you are being rewarded, but it's more like get out into the real world, have that moment, better yourself.
Look, all I want to know is how many emails are in your inbox.
You don't think anyone's going to get close to your number, Dave.
There's just no way.
I mean, it's not often you're standing on the pillar of excellence like this. I mean, it's obviously in a negative negative light because you've let it get away from you.
Yeah.
But let's find out from Lily in Grovedale. Lily, how many emails do you have in your inbox?
I have 7 unread emails in my inbox and 23 overall.
Oh.
Girl,
you've got none. Like, you're not even close. How have you kept it so tidy?
Because I'm an adult, Davo.
Oh, okay. So you're calling out to be nasty.
That was swift.
Okay, so Lily's calling out to be nasty today, so Lily. I understand that. So yeah, all right. Well, how come you managed to do that? How do you manage to do that?
Help.
Tell me.
I just do it. That when an email comes in, I don't sign up to random crap.
Okay.
When an email comes in, it's important.
What about for a discount?
It's hard to not sign up for that random crap. Because if you buy something from a camping store once, they've got you for life. You get it, buy a piece of jewelry, they've got you for life. And these are the ones that add up. And when they come through, especially Black Friday sales.
Yeah, that's the thing. You don't want to get your 10% off by being pestered by them for the next 5 years. It's crazy.
Lily, okay, so... what I think we could do now
more than seven.
Yeah, seven. Let's play a game of who can guess Davo's number. So if it's not 10, Lily, do you want to have a guess? So Davo, my last guess was 10,000. What's your guess, Lily?
Well, I'm appalled, but 18,000.
Oh, no, heaps more than that.
30,000.
More.
Lily.
Oh, my God. Davo. 50,000.
More.
80,000.
You are so close, Timmy. It is 85,618 unread Gmails.
David.
Well, I don't feel good about it now, do I? No one's having a laugh. Everyone's upset with me. Yeah. Lily's upset with me. You're upset with me.
I was having fun until I heard that number that's real.
I thought someone was going to call and say, Davo, don't worry, 30,000 heaps. I've got, you know?
Yeah.
Make me feel better. But no, this is turning to look in the mirror.
It's a little bit shit.
It's Tim and Davo. Ratchets.
Chats again, Davo.
Yeah, we are back. It's our segment where we follow rat stories from around the world. And Tim, this all started in the US in a city called New York.
Oh, well, it's one of the biggest cities in the world.
It certainly is, where they have a rat population of about 6 rats to 1 human there. It's a stat I read a few years ago and I've gripped onto it. If it's wrong, I don't care.
You like the birth rates of rats might still be absolutely flying. It might be higher than that now, but it's still fun to say.
But in New York City, they have done heaps to try and eradicate the rat situation. They've had a rat czar put in place.
Yes, I remember the rat czar.
A woman who was in the government basically getting paid triple figures to try and get rid of the rat situation. They've got rid of the bins on the side of the road.
Dirty.
They are. They've done heaps, right? But it seems like since they've started doing that, the rats have scampered up the highway to Washington, D.C. Down the highway.
I was going to say.
And look, D.C., they're up against it. It is rat-scalated is what I was trying for.
No, that's fine. I mean, well, if you didn't know, Washington, D.C., that's like America's Canberra. It's the capital of the country. So you can't have rats running over, you know, where the politicians sleep at night. That's scary stuff.
Of course. And I mean, they haven't got the rat czar there. I know they have started a rat movement there trying to sort things out. They haven't gone with the full funding that New York City has. But what they do have are street rat hunting gangs.
Slow down when you say that. You're careful. As a member of a victim of the fallen, you just got to slow down when you say the word hunt.
Yes.
And check out what words before it too.
Rat hunting gangs.
Yes.
Now, what I'm loving about this is that they've all got their little Facebook groups. They've got a community that they're building. But what I particularly have gripped onto today is the name of these gangs.
It's just a bit of fun. It's in the rat world. All right.
So one of them, they've got the Rodent Rangers. Fun.
Yeah, it's a bit of fun.
They've got Squeak and Destroy. But the ones that have really been getting in the news lately, Tim, are the Rat Scallions and the Renegade Rebel Ratters. Otherwise known as the Ratters.
Ratters, yeah. You keep that short.
Now, these two gangs, they're opposing gangs, right? Oh, no. Even though
they have the same mission.
That's right. They have the same mission, but they are opposing. They've got different values and different ways that they're going about
parties,
it. Yeah, pretty much. They just want a rat-free life in the DC, but unfortunately, these two gangs are going against each other, trying to get this sorted.
Now, I don't want to make a leap here. Is it a Ratatouille situation in the White House at the moment? Under that wig that Donald Trump's got on his head, are these rats running the show, Davo?
Look, I mean, I wouldn't put it past them. These things, they're wily. They're getting into everything.
He nibbles just as much as a rat.
Absolutely. And the whiskers, they're up to no good. But look, the rat scallions, they're both using dogs to capture it. So literally, they're these groups of friends that are going out, the community, individually with their dogs. They're walking their dogs and they're getting rid of the rats. Now, you can imagine how many rats are in DC, right? I've said thousands, millions. Yeah. They're getting about 12 rats a night.
That's a lot. I'd be happy with bringing in 12. Like, it'll take you a millennium to get them all because they're growing at the rate that you're not catching them. But that's impressive. If you told me you went out and you're like, yeah, I want to catch some rats tonight, and you caught 12, I would be blown away, Dave.
Yeah, of course you would be. But once again, let's stop and reassess that there are rat gangs out there, rat hunting gangs out there.
Whoa, careful.
Rats all, folks.
I was waiting for that. Anyway.
All right, come on.
Yeah, push the button. No, I want you to sit in it. You deserve it.
Well, we're all out of internet. Until next time, this has been Tim and Dave-O.